ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون.
Evil has become rife on the land and at sea because of men's deeds. This in order that he may cause them to have a taste of some of their deeds. Perhaps they will turn back from evil. Perhaps they will turn back from evil.
This again refers to the war then raging between the Romans and the Persians, which had enveloped the whole of the Middle East region. The word deeds in this verse signifies the wickedness and profligacy and the injustice and tyranny which necessarily characterize the conduct of those who succumb to polytheism or atheism and who disregard the hereafter. The verse says that perhaps they will turn back from evil. The reason for so saying is that God makes people see the evil consequences of some, though not all of their deeds before they are face to face with the chastisement of the hereafter. God does so in order that they might perceive the truth, realize the falsity of their erroneous notions, and turn to true beliefs. It is to these beliefs that God's prophets have always summoned mankind, and they alone provide the right foundation for human character and conduct. This theme occurs in the Quran at several places. See, for instance, Al-Tawbah 9:126, Al-Ra'd 13:21, Al-Sajdah 32:21, and Al-Tur 52:47.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ.
O Prophet, say, traverse in the earth and see what was the end of those who went before you. Most of them associated others with Allah in His divinity. Most of them associated others with Allah in His divinity.
There was nothing unusual about the devastating war that was then raging between the Romans and the Persians. The history of ancient nations is replete with wars that left behind a tragic trail of devastation. The root of the evils that destroyed these earlier nations was polytheism, and it is precisely this evil that people were being asked to abandon.
فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ الْقَيِّمِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصَّدَّعُونَ.
So turn your face exclusively towards the true faith before there comes the day whose coming from Allah cannot be averted, the day when people will split into groups. So turn your face exclusively towards the true faith before there comes the day whose coming from Allah cannot be averted.
There is no way to avert the day of judgment. Neither God Himself will avert it, nor has He left any possibility for anyone else to do so.
Man كفر فعليه كفره ومن عمل صالحا فلأنفسهم يمهدون.
He who disbelieves will suffer the consequence of it, and he who acts righteously, they will pave the way for their own good. He who disbelieves will suffer the consequence of it.
This pithy observation encompasses all the harms that the unbelievers incur owing to their unbelief. No list of such harms, howsoever elaborate, can be as comprehensive as that embodied here in these few words.
لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ.
So that Allah may, out of His bounty, reward those who believe and act righteously. Verily, He does not love the unbelievers.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتٍ وَلِيُذِيقَكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَلِتَجْرِيَ الْفُلْكُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
and of his signs is that he sends winds to herald good tidings, and that he may give you a taste of his mercy, and that ships may sail at his bidding, and you may seek his bounty, and give thanks to him. And of his signs is that he sends winds to herald good tidings,
that is, to herald the good tidings of rainfall,
and that he may give you a taste of his mercy, and that ships may sail at his bidding.
Mention is made here of other kinds of winds, those that make it possible for vessels to sail on water. In the past, the sailing of boats and ships depended largely on favorable winds. As for unfavorable winds, they could be precursors of doom. After mentioning God's bounty of rainfall, reference is made here to the winds that help vessels to sail on water as a special favor from God.
And you may seek his bounty.
To seek his bounty here signifies undertaking trade voyages.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
We sent messengers before you to their respective nations, and they brought clear signs to them. Then we took vengeance upon those who acted wickedly. It was incumbent on us to come to the aid of the believers. We sent messengers before you to their respective nations, and they brought clear signs to them.
There is a wide variety of God's signs. One of these signs is that which is interspersed throughout the universe and which man witnesses during his life, namely the movement of winds mentioned in the preceding verse. There are also other kinds of signs that pertain to the prophets, the miracles they performed, the scriptures they brought, the excellence which characterized their character and conduct, and the wholesome, life-giving impact that they had on human life and society. Signs of both kinds emphasize the truth of monotheism, which the prophets taught mankind. Each of the two kinds of signs reinforces the other. The signs visible in the universe testify, on the one hand, to the truth of the teachings of the prophets. On the other hand, the signs brought along by the prophets further elucidate the truth indicated by God's signs in the universe.
Then we took vengeance upon those who acted wickedly.
The unbelievers are blind to both sets of signs. They adamantly persist in rejecting monotheism and continue their insurgence against God.
الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون
Allah sends the winds that stir up clouds, and then He spreads them in the sky as He pleases, and splits them into different fragments, whereafter you see drops of rain pouring down from them. He then causes the rain to fall on whomsoever of His servants He pleases, and lo, they rejoice at it.
وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلِ أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِم مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَمُبْلِسِينَ
Although before that they were given to despair.
فَانظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
See then the tokens of Allah's mercy, how He revives the earth after it is dead. Verily, He is the one who will revive the dead. He has power over everything. See then the tokens of Allah's mercy, how He revives the earth after it is dead.
Significantly, prophets and rainfall are mentioned here together. This subtly alludes to the fact that the advent of prophets is a blessing for man's moral life in much the same way that rainfall is a blessing for his material life. Rainfall instantly revives dead land, causing luxuriant vegetation. In like manner, the revelation sent down from on high revives man's moral and spiritual life, as a result of which new life begins to blossom. This manifests itself in the new heights of moral and spiritual excellence that human beings achieve. It is unfortunate that the unbelievers do not give thanks to God for this great favor of His. Rather than look upon revelation as a blessing, they consider it a message of doom.
وَلَئِنْ أَرْسَلْنَا رِيحًا فَرَأَوْهُ مُصْفَرًّا لَظَلُّوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ يَكْفُرُونَ
But if we were to send a wind, and then their tilth has become yellow, they would never cease to disbelieve. But if we were to send a wind, and then their tilth has become yellow,
That is, after the cultivated fields become green in the wake of rainfall, it is possible that fiery or frosty winds might begin to blow, devastating the entire harvest.
They would never cease to disbelieve.
When faced with adversity, the unbelievers tend to curse God, blaming Him for inflicting a host of sufferings upon them. This, despite the fact that when God lavished His favors upon them, they scarcely appreciated those favors and failed to give thanks to Him. Here again, there is a subtle allusion to the fact that when God's messengers bring His message of mercy, people tend to spurn it. Thereupon, God punishes these ungrateful people for their unbelief by imposing tyrants and oppressors upon them who crush and violate their dignity. Strangely, those people react to this by blasphemously reviling God for creating a world so full of wrong and injustice.
فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ
O Prophet, you cannot make the dead hear, nor can you make the deaf hear your call when they turn back and retreat. O Prophet, you cannot make the dead hear.
The word dead in this context signifies those whose conscious and moral sense have become totally extinct. These are the ones whose all-out immersion in carnal desires and whose adamance and obstinacy have altogether deprived them of the capacity to comprehend and accept the truth.
Nor can you make the deaf hear your call when they turn back and retreat.
The word deaf here signifies those who have sealed their hearts as a result of which they are deaf to the call of the truth, even though their physical faculty of hearing might be fully intact. No sooner do such people hear the truth than they clog their ears, and no sooner do they spot any exponent of the truth than they flee. How can anyone make such people heed the truth?
وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ إِنْ تُسْمِعُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ
Nor can you guide the blind out of their error. You can make none hear your call, except those who believe in our signs and have surrendered themselves to Him. Nor can you guide the blind out of their error.
It is none of a prophet's responsibility to take hold of the blind by their hands and guide them throughout their life along the right way. All he can do is to direct such people to the right way. But how can they be of any help to those who have become altogether blind to the way that the prophets seek to direct them to?